A 43-year-old man from Cullaville in County Monaghan has been appearing in court today in Dungannon, charged with the murders of 29 people killed in the 1998 Oma bomb. The real IRA attack was the worst single atrocity of the Troubles in Northern Ireland. Áine Ní Gallagher was in court and joins me on the line now. Áine, good morning. Tell us about what happened in court.
Well, Seamus Daly appeared in court. He's charged with 33 offences. They include the murder of 29 people in Oma, also two other charges in relation to that explosion, and also two other charges in relation to an attempted explosion in Lisburn in County Antrim, also in 1998. Now, PSNI Detective Inspector said in court today that he could connect Seamus Daly to the offences through forensic and witness evidence. The defence then applied for bail. They says that in the past 2 years, Seamus Daly has been living in the north. He's moved from County Monaghan to County Armagh. But the prosecution said that there would be a risk that he might flee the jurisdiction, and the judge decided to remand him in custody.
And so he's in custody. And what happens next then in this case, Áine?
Well, he will appear again in 2 weeks' time. We heard in court today, for example, the defence says that he wouldn't flee the jurisdiction. He lives here. He's married. His son goes to school here in the north. We also heard that he was arrested in Newry on Monday in the maternity car park of Newry Hospital. And we heard that his wife is expecting their second child today. On them grounds, the defence says that he should be granted bail. They says that the prosecution's evidence is very weak, but the judge decided, they showed a copy to the judge of a certificate from the Special Criminal Court in Dublin that showed that Seamus Daly pleaded guilty to being a member of Aughrey na hÉireann of the IRA back in 2004. And he said, in light of this, and on the grounds of witness interference, that Seamus Daly should be remanded in custody. And I suppose, as we know, the legal process here can be painstakingly slow at times. And I suppose this is just the start of a lengthy legal battle.
Was there much interest in the proceedings in the court there this morning in Dungannon, Áine? Were there many people about the place?
There was an awful lot of media present here. Now, there are maybe 40 to 50 between journalists and camera people. There were only maybe three or four people, relatives of the victims of the Oma bombing, in court today. And as well as that, there were a small number of supporters of Mr. Daly in the public gallery, but more of a media interest at the moment than a public interest.
And did he have anything to say for himself in this morning's hearing?
No, Seamus Daly didn't speak at all in court. He appeared wearing blue jeans and a navy GA hoodie. He stood there. He didn't show any sort of emotion. He did look around the courtroom a number of times, but he didn't speak at all. Now, his defence did make a strong case to grant him bail, but as I said, that was refused.
Áine, thank you very much indeed for that report. That's Áine Ní Gallagher on the line there from the court in Dungannon. Back with The Gathering and Oliver Callan at the end of a momentous week for Anglo-Irish relations after this short break.